Anyway, it is Monday, and we're starting off with a bang. Zoom. So since we are, since we're starting off with a bang, Zoom, we might, well, I got to take this out of here, move this up to here, and go, no, it didn't work. Get out of there. Okay. All right, there's the bang, Zoom we needed for Monday, June 1st. And you know what mean? You know what that means for tomorrow?
It's Tom and Joe's day.
More chocolate chips. I got to order something with chocolate
chips. Step away from the chocolate chips.
I have to order something that requires chocolate chips tomorrow. That would be pancakes, probably. But well, after the last round, woo.
After we basically, well, I was in favor of it. I wouldn't say I was browbeating George into his new roast beef sandwich, but
you browbeat him into it. You'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I am not going to order any chocolate chips.
But it would really not be good if you were doing the beef.
No,
you know, roast beef.
The last time I was in there, I had my fill for the year. I'm telling you, it was funny. So you know all about that, so we're not going to rehash that. But I wanted to get the soap opera music up, but I guess our computer screens over here, my two anyway, are intertwined again. So I can't touch that one.
Yeah, you can touch that one now.
All right, let me see if I can hit delete. Okay. So what happened over the weekend was, there it is. There it is. Okay. So what happened over the weekend, I got to get out of that first. The Pittsburgh Pirates made a move on Friday that I don't know if anybody really agrees with or not, but it happened. Okay, they put Jared Jones back in the starting rotation.
Yep, there you go. Boom, you're in. As a matter of fact, we're going to mess with our rotation and give Mitch Keller an extra day off.
And that worked. See how well that worked out for them.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Gave up 7 runs.
Must have needed that.
Yeah. So anyway, you knew somebody had to go. Somebody had to go to the bullpen or back to the minors. Now, which would you take?
Back to the bullpen.
Thank you. Well, Carmen Mulodzinski, who has a name that has no J or G in it, but it's pronounced Majinski. Anyway,
He was
the lucky one that got picked out of the hat.
Yeah, and so he mouthed off about it.
Well, he did. He mouthed off in a left-handed way to reporters. And in other words, he said, I don't like this move. I don't want this move. I'm not pitching in the bullpen. Well, then he sealed his fate for the time being yesterday when he told the Pirates in the morning, I'm not ready to pitch today. Oh, really? Okay. So now, I wrote this up. It's a long, long write-up in your sports. But we have to talk about this because it's the Pirates and it's big. All right? He has now put himself into baseball limbo.
The one good thing he did do is he made me aware of something that I have never known before. I did not know that Major League Baseball had something called a restricted list.
I didn't either until yesterday.
Yeah. Suddenly I'm scouring the internet. Please define restricted list in MLB.
All right, before you tell me what you found, first of all, did you find anything?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'm going to tell you what I saw it on the crawl on MLB Network, on the scroll, that Majinski was placed on the restricted list and that Ham Sandwich was moved up from Indianapolis. That's what we called Cam Sanders here. we try to get nicknames for all the bullpen guys. We have a guy in our bullpen named Cy Nielsen, so you can guess what his name is. Modularinsky told the reporters, basically, I don't want to pitch in a bullpen. He didn't say it, but he said it. Well, anyway, the restricted list, when I saw that, you know what immediately came to mind? Healthy scratch. and that's what he is.
Yeah, yeah, that's another way to look at it. But it's just that I have never encountered that in baseball before.
Well, this is a way of them keeping somebody basic. What the hockey players do when they have a healthy scratch, that means a player who is able to play is just not suiting up that night. He's sitting up top. All right, so now Majinski is in baseball limbo because he's on the restricted list. He's not in the minors. He's still on the Pirate roster, but he's not on the team now. He has to sit in street clothes, mm-hmm. probably in the stands charting pitches, like they do here in the minors. But telling the Pirates yesterday morning, I'm not ready to pitch. Oh, not the thing to do. This guy totally rejected the team concept after this move and said, no, it's all about me. And somebody on MLB Network brought up a good point when they were talking about this yesterday, in between the Yankee game and the Yankee post game. And the Yankee after party and the Yankee flight home. They said,
it's about time, by the way, they give us full coverage of the Yankees.
Oh, why not? They like do everything that. Else with the Yankees and the Dodgers now. They're equal. Anyway, one of the talking heads said, well, you know, the starting pitchers do make the bulk of the money. And Majinski may be trying to protect his turf. Well, he urinated around the pitching mound, and that wasn't a good thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a good thing at all. Because now,
some of that splashed over into Charrington's Wheaties.
He not only took himself out of a uniform,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't get to go to the minors, and he doesn't get to suit up with the Pirates. So he's a healthy scratch. Whether he gets to go on this road trip or not, I don't know. Probably not. Because he was a bad boy, mm-hmm. but he didn't do himself any favors at all. And also what he did, there was a mention yesterday, Ben Charrington said he's not come to us with a trade offer or with a trade request. So, you know, that's been talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he's done is send a message to other potentially interested suitors that, this guy's all for himself.
And that's the big problem. He doesn't realize, I think, what he created for himself.
Exactly.
I mean, he has taken his value down for another team that may be interested in him. The guy can pitch. He's had, you know, I still remember this game a couple weeks ago. Gave up 3 runs in the first 2 innings, and then the 3rd through 60 was Cy Young. Striking out guys, nobody got on base. Completely different guy, which when you see that, to me, there's a little bit of problems upstairs, okay? Not saying he's a head case, but he's a head case.
yeah.
And so I remember that game. But, boy, when he was throwing, you know, innings 3 through 6, it's like, why didn't you start the game that way? But nonetheless, I mean, he ended up, I think, he got the win in that game. And so you know the guy has talent. And he's, you know, actually, there's a part of me, I see him and I see Jared Jones, and it's like, it's the same guy. Except Jared Jones doesn't have the attitude.
And, well, you know, you can't get into Majinski's head.
He has the attitude, but he keeps it in check. Mm.
Well, yeah. Only now Majinski has the attitude, and it's out there.
Yeah. Yeah, he did not keep it in check. And, by the way, showing how much his teammates love him, Paul Skeens and, was it Bubba? Paul Skeens and Bubba Chandler put the cone on Jared Jones' head yesterday and started to beat on it.
Oh, that's good. That's a good thing to do. Oh, my word.
They're banging on this cone. It's like, I don't know if Jones could hear after that or not.
But this situation has created a really dark cloud around the Pirates, who are having a winning season. They had a good weekend, thanks to Derek Shelton.
That guy, he better not step in PNC Park again.
Oh, he won't have to for 2 years.
Yeah,
he's still managing at that point.
Yeah,
they don't. They would go to Minnesota next year, so he won't have to come back. But the Pirates now, they have a soap opera on their hands, and they're going to have to deal with it because everywhere they go now, they're going to, maybe not because the Pirates aren't really thought of as a power team
contender.
Or a good team, a contender. Yeah. They're not, and so they may not get the questions about Majinski, but you know deep down Majinski's not rooting for Jared Jones. And that, again, is a detriment to the team.
Sure.
And he's not, and his actions alone and his words in combination with his actions aren't helping his cause.
Yes, Carmen stepped in it. So there.
It's all over his shoes.
Oh, my. And boy, does it smell. AccuWeather says partly sunny and comfortable today and a high of 73. Clear and 50 tonight. Tomorrow, 71. Then Wednesday, 77. 83 Thursday, 84 Friday. There is no mention of precipitation anywhere.
Well, you know why.
Because the curve are out of town. I can guarantee you next week, Tuesday through Saturday.
Oh, an unsettled pattern's coming on Monday next week, so be prepared. Get your coats out and turn your furnaces back on. We'll have an unsettled pattern once the curve get back home.
Yes, we will. It's 48 and sunny. 6:30 WRTA mornings.
Bert Myers Hauling, Inc., a family-owned business, has been providing residential business, industrial trash service, garbage collection, and recycling services for over 46 years. Bert Myers' service area includes counties and major municipalities throughout Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland. Bert Myers can serve all of your disposal needs, from garbage collection at reasonable prices to waste stream analysis in industrial settings. Bert Myers is currently looking to fill the position of customer service rep in IT tech. Call 800-491-8975 for Bert Myers Hauling.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters Let's Talk brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. bombing Iranian radar and drone control sites in Iran this weekend after Tehran shot down an American Predator drone. Meantime, the U.S.-Iran draft deal still not finalized. President Trump reportedly demanding changes to the latest peace proposal. Several arrests made outside an ICE detention center in Newark, New Jersey.
Police arresting more anti-ICE protesters outside Delaney Hall in Newark, New Jersey. The arrests come as a new mandatory curfew takes effect around that facility. The ICE detention center has been the focus of often tense and at times violent protests for about a week. Demonstrators allege immigrants have been tortured and denied adequate food at the facility. The Department of Homeland Security denies those claims.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
"49 and sunny," it says here. So we'll go with that. 6:32, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. Altoona police are once again advising residents to be aware of their surroundings after another dog in the city was poisoned by antifreeze. Earlier in the year, police conducted an investigation after two dogs were poisoned after ingesting bread soaked with antifreeze in the Fairview section of the city. The latest incident occurred on 25th Avenue and 12th Street. Police are asking residents to make sure surveillance cameras are active and to check for suspicious activity. The latest dog was poisoned, is expected to survive. 29-year-old Roaring Spring man behind bars being held without bail after a relative allegedly witnessed him sexually assaulting a 2-year-old boy. Joshua Ross faces multiple felony charges, including child rape and endangerment, after police say he admitted to the assault and claimed to be under the influence of drugs at the time. He has a hearing next week. Two individuals identified as 25-year-old Sydney Helen Preduil and of Clearfield and 24-year-old Seth Daniel Boulier of New York were arrested over the weekend following a high-speed motorcycle chase ending in a crash at a Clearfield County cemetery. Police linked the pair to a string of local business break-ins, including multiple skill game machine thefts and earlier thefts at Tractor Supply and Rural King in Clearfield County. Both are in a Clearfield County prison on $250,000 bail each, or $125,000, the lesser of the two amounts. Pennsylvania is among the top five states in the country when it comes to dog bites on postal carriers. Results of a new survey released by The Postal Service shows 267 such incidents reported in the Keystone State a year ago, the fifth most in the country. California, believe it or not, was the state with the highest number of reported dog bite incidents. What a shock. 673. Postal Service is urging owners to keep their pets secure while the carrier makes his or her rounds. State Representative Scott Conklin of Centre County and Dallas Kephart of Clearfield, Cambria County are spearheading efforts to dictate how the approximately 5,700 acres of prime land surrounding the shuttered SCI Rockview facility near State College will be developed. Reportedly, their legislative push focuses on fairness, transparency, and community-driven development. In the meantime, some local organizations and conservation groups are simultaneously advocating to protect Rockview's farmland and groundwater while developing parts of it for public recreation. Penn State University has expressed interest in helping determine how the property can best serve the Center County region. Now, let's try to get this in order here. Some Pennsylvania residents are in Harrisburg this morning as they will prepare to share their cost of living concerns with state officials. A coalition of community and labor organizations have traveled to join other state capitol building folks ahead of a meeting with over a dozen lawmakers. Protesters are advocating for policies to lower utility costs and health care costs and pushing legislators to tax billionaires and close corporate tax loopholes in order to fund public service for working families. There will also be a demonstration outside the state capitol beginning at 9 a.m. The American Red Cross is among the organizations recognizing CPR and AED Awareness Week beginning today. The annual occasion is meant to draw attention to the importance of learning about using the life-saving technique and medical device. The Red Cross reports over 350,000 cardiac arrests happen outside of hospitals every year in the United States, but only 40% of those patients receive CPR before emergency teams arrive. The nonprofit is encouraging everyone to take CPR and AED certification courses. Google is requesting approval from the federal government to release up to 32 million mosquitoes in California and Florida as part of its debug program. The initiative looks to stop bad bugs with good bugs by releasing hordes of sterile mosquitoes to eliminate ones that carry disease. Well, how do you know which are which? Center for Disease Control Prevention says mosquitoes are the deadliest in the world. Joe Negri, the celebrated guitarist and beloved handyman Negri from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, died at the age of 99, weeks before his 100th birthday. A cornerstone of the Pittsburgh jazz and television community for nearly a century, Negri was a world-class musician and longtime educator at Duquesne. He joined WTAE in 1968 after working on KDKA's The John Reed King Show. During his 20-year career at WTAE, as its music director, he contributed to The Hank Stoll Show, featuring Mr. 666 himself. He also worked on popular children's programs Ricky and Copper and, of course, Paul Shannon's Adventure Time. Joe Negri, 99. Godspeed, Joe. 637, here is the morning sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, yins know Derek Shelton still cannot win in the Berg in that. Pirates completed a three-game sweep of Shelton's Minnesota Twins yesterday. 9-3 was the win on the scoreboard. Ryan O'Hearn and Nick Gonzalez homered for the Bucs, supporting the strong pitching effort of Braxton Ashcraft. He threw six innings, giving up two runs, and struck out 11 Twins batters. The Bucs are now on a three-game win streak, and they're off today and begin a week-long road trip tomorrow night in Houston. Elsewhere, as we were discussing, we don't have the music that we can play. Oh, we do?
Just hold your britches on there, younger fella.
Okay.
Whippersnapper you.
Elsewhere, pitcher Carmen Majinski has put himself into baseball limbo after he was told he was moving to the bullpen on Friday, a move precipitated by the return of Jared Jones to the starting rotation. Majinski expressed his displeasure about the move with the media. Then told the Pirates yesterday he just wasn't ready to pitch.
What?
After that, GM Ben Cherington threw his Wheaties out and announced Majinski was placed on the restricted list. This means he is not headed to the minors. He will not be in uniform for the Pirates. He's not doing anything at the moment. It is the baseball equivalent. There you go. Have fun with your crickets there, Carmen. It is the baseball equivalent to being a healthy scratch. To take his roster spot, the Bucks called up relief pitcher Cam Sanders from Indianapolis, who gave them one shutout inning yesterday, and they were happy with that. All right, moving on. The Curve dropped their final game in the series with the Hartford Rock Cats. The final yesterday was 9-0, and it was not a good week for the Curve, 2-4, against the Rock Cats. I thought they were still the Yard Goats.
What did I write?
You said Yard Goats, too. And
what
so
are you calling them Rock Cats for?
Because I went to the MILB site, and it says Rock Cats.
That was when they were in New Haven, I think.
Well, it appears as though they've gone back to that name. But nonetheless, we have more in the Curve Report.
With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses. Christian Curtis tossed 3 2/3 scoreless innings and struck out 4. However, Altoona was shut out 9-0 on Sunday afternoon to wrap up their series at Hartford. The Curve dropped the series 4-2 to the Yard Goats. Altoona continues their longest road trip of the season, 12 games set at New Hampshire next week. Well, it's only 6 games at New Hampshire, 12 games overall on the road trip. Lefty Connor Whitgriff takes the ball for Altoona. It's a 6:03 first pitch on Tuesday night. With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses.
Well, as it turns out, they are the Yard Goats. So, I don't know what I was looking at, but it referred to them as the Rock Cats. They are not the Rock Cats. They are the Yard Goats.
Actually, that goes back to New Britain.
Jeez.
Ooh.
Wow, that's going back a ways. A player eligibility infraction has put Northern Bedford into the PIAA state baseball playoffs. A report in the Altoona Mirror indicates that the District 5 committee met last night to discuss the matter of a Southern Fulton player being ruled ineligible to play in the District 5 playoffs. The Mirror report suggested that the player in question may have played for James Buchanan High School in 2022. The player was listed as a junior transfer from a school in Maryland. Don't fill out your paperwork right. Bad things happen. With the ruling, Northern Bedford is now going to play against Homer Center today in round one of the single-A state playoffs.
And look where they're playing. Oh, did I put that in there?
No.
Northern Bedford, Marion Center, 2 District 6 teams, relatively close in proximity.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to McConnellsburg.
Well, see, they had the arrangements already made with McConnellsburg,
right,
because
exactly.
They thought something else was going to happen.
Yep,
today.
Southern Fulton was to be the home team. Now, I don't know who the home team is, but those two teams have to go all the way to McConnellsburg. They just come here.
Yeah, seriously. Well, other state baseball playoff games today, and 5A South Fayette will be at the Berg, Hollidaysburg. Montour at Dubois, 4A Elizabeth Forward at Bellefonte, and Somerset will be at Indianapolis. We have an Indianapolis in Pennsylvania. Didn't know that. Phillipsburg at Elwood City, Abenworth at Tyrone, South Park, the Cows will be at Bedford, Sagertown in AA at Mount Union, and Fort Cherry will be at Everett. In single A, Greensburg Central Catholic will be at Claysburg. State softball playoffs today. 4A, Bellefonte takes on Elizabeth Forward. It's Bedford at Susquehanna in AAA and Elwood City at Westmont Hilltop. In AA, Chartiers Houston takes on Bellwood at Mount Aloysius and Cranberry at Everett. Single A, Myersdale at Claysburg. Purchase Line at Union Area and Juniata Valley at Dubois Central Catholic. All winners advance to round two later this week. 48 and sunny at 6:43. It is WRTA morning.
The Altoona Curve are back home, and this homestand is absolutely shell-shocking. Tuesday, June 9th, it's Everybody Loves Curve Baseball Night, a celebration of inclusion, community, and one big happy ballpark family. Plus fireworks, thanks to First Summit Bank, Steinbacher, Goodall, and Yurchak, Locker Apparel and Candles. Wednesday, June 10th, People's Customer Appreciation Night, because nothing says thank you like baseball, hot dogs, and a night at PNG Field. Thursday, June 11th, grab your flip-flops for Margaritaville Night. The first 1,000 fans score a beach towel giveaway thanks to Moorfield Communication. Baseball Paradise is calling. Friday, June 12th, it's Mud Turtles Weekend thanks to Keller Engineers. The first 1,000 fans snag a slap koozie giveaway presented by Infinity. Saturday, June 13th, Mud Turtles Weekend rolls on with the season's first scout night and a sleepover at the ballpark. Then Sunday, June 14th, retro cartoon-themed fireworks wrap up the Mud Turtles Weekend thanks to Home Genius Exteriors, Breezeline, Fur Beverage, and Martin's. Get your tickets today at altoonacurve.com by calling 877-99-CURVE or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Make your way to Curve PA today!
Now that spring is finally here and you're spending more time outdoors, you might have noticed some things on and around your home that need repaired or renovated. It's Joe to the rescue. Call Joe's Lawn Care and Handyman Service at 814-414-5191. From something as small as installing a doorknob to the larger tasks of painting, building a deck, or even building a house, Joe's Lawn Care and Handyman Service can handle it, all at budget-friendly rates. Give Joe a call today, 814-414-5191. Joe's Lawn Care and Handyman Service.
Since 1973, Russell Tire has been serving Altoona with quality tires from brands like Goodyear, Michelin, Cooper, and more. Russell Tire is now owned and managed by T&L Moore Enterprises. They strive to deliver the same great products and services you've come to expect, whether it's repairs, services, or inspection for your car, truck, and motorcycle. They also, of course, offer tire installation. Russell Tire is a Napa Auto Care Center. Be sure to give them a call now at 814-944-9386. Russell Tire is located at 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, online at RussellTireAltoona.com, or on Facebook.
WRTA Community Events.
The Steinbeisers and Friends will have their monthly concert 6 to 9 Saturday evening, June 13th at Tyrone Alliance Church, 2103 Adams Avenue. The concerts help support area families in need and local community organizations. The City of Altoona's annual Gospel Hill Flag Day ceremony will be Sunday, June 14th from noon to 2 on Heritage Plaza on 11th Avenue downtown. Speakers will include Mayor Matt Pacifico and music by the Altoona Community Band.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tech earnings and an update on the job market will be the focus this week on Wall Street. Broadcom, which makes software and specialized chips for artificial intelligence, reports earnings on Wednesday. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon told FBN's Maria Bartiromo last week he sees the economy as largely upbeat, though higher gas prices are a concern.
But of course, it affects lower income folks much more. And for them, they have to cut back something else or do something. So what has happened for some is they have cut savings and they still spend. And, you know, and borrowing's going up just a little bit. So it might be that. It might not be sustainable forever. And we don't know what's going to happen with future gas prices. So you do have a little bit of that.
The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all closed at records on Friday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be partly sunny and comfortable with a high of 73. Tonight, expect mainly clear skies with a low of 50. Tomorrow is forecasted to be mostly sunny and beautiful, reaching a high of 71. Wednesday will be delightful with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds and a high of 77. Thursday will feature partial sunshine with a high of 83. Finally, Friday will be sunny with a mix of clouds and a high of 84. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
See referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA+. Now you've got WRTA mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Monday, the first day of June. 2026.
By the way, we did get an official, because this is kind of the official definition that they have about the restricted list. The player on the restricted, by the way, this was texted into us, so thanks. The player does not get paid, does not count against the active roster or the 40-man roster, does not get any MLB service time during the restricted list period, and the team retains exclusive contract rights to the player. So, because he mouthed off, he doesn't get any. You get nothing in like it. I mean, that's pretty much where he is. Yeah.
Once again, now he's in limbo. Mm-hmm. Not only can't he play in Indianapolis, and he's not playing in Pittsburgh, he ain't getting paid nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, now healthy scratches in hockey still get paid.
That's true.
But baseball's restricted rule, restricted list, little tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the rights thing has nothing to do with it. That's part of it's part of the CBA, but what does that have to do with Beamer Stroy? I don't know if you can trade him.
They could, because the team has the right to do that now.
So they can still trade him.
Yeah.
And like you said, he'll get nothing in like it in the interim.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly where he has placed himself.
Guarantee he's not making this trip to Houston. Why?
Yeah, right.
Why pay for a hotel room?
No, there's no reason for him to be there.
So, Carmen, man, you may have just cost yourself your major league career.
Mm-hmm.
Just by telling the Pirates, I really don't want to go to the bullpen. I don't like this. I was a starter. I earned my spot. Yes, you did. And then you tell them, I'm not ready to pitch. That was just like saying, well, if you're not going to start me, I'm not going to pitch.
You'll be pitching for an independent league team.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there, Carmen. You get all the free popcorn and candy cotton candy that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even on a good night, a funnel cake.
Depends on what place you're playing at.
Well, I mean.
Oh, and by the way, you get pizza on the bus on the way home.
And you know
and
what?
And you like it.
On the bus. Being the key word, not the plane.
Mm-mm.
The bus. Here's the sad part. There are guys in Indianapolis and Altoona who would kill to be in the Pirates bullpen right now to take a long relief position. He could pitch as many innings in long relief as he did as a starter.
Yeah.
That's just numbing. And he's not getting paid any less to be in the bullpen.
Nope.
Just because you got switched from this group to this group doesn't affect your pay. So you're still going to get paid whatever you're getting paid to be a starter. Now you don't have to pitch as much.
All it did is change your position and your where you perceive yourself to be. Because there's obviously a perception that if you're a starter, you're a more reliable pitcher and you're somebody that can at least give the team five innings, if maybe not a little bit more. Yesterday, Braxton Ashcraft, 6 innings. I think he threw like 78 or 81 pitches. He threw 81 pitches. And I hear Blockhead on the television saying, that pitch count. What are you talking about? The guy has 81 pitches. Send him out for the 7th, for Pete's sake.
Pitch count. They're such babies.
I mean, he threw 81 pitches. His arm didn't fall off.
Last check. No, it was still attached.
And now, and in addition to that, he said, maybe this is a consideration that needs to be applied to Paul Skeens as well.
Oh, yeah, let's just have everybody throw 4 innings.
Yeah.
And get no decisions and run your bullpen into the ground.
Just ridiculous.
Wow.
I mean, humans are humans. They are not dictated by statistics.
Well, just by hearing you say that, and I can't watch the games. Just by hearing you say that, but they are being told, they are being spoon-fed what to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should have heard the tap dancing on Majinski. Ooh-wee.
They're being paid by the Pirates. They're not allowed to criticize anything they do.
Mm-hmm.
Not that most major league announcers would criticize their teams, because all the announcers are employed by the clubs. So they get paid by the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, number one, they've had the hardest job in baseball for the last 11 years, having to paint a smiling face over a team that's been exceptionally bad. And now they finally got something good. Now we start to do the Fred Astaire imitation.
Yeah. This is a dance we didn't need to be in.
Wow.
I didn't even tap on anybody's shoulder to get into that dance.
Yeah, let's take Paul Skeens. Let's put him on a 75-pitch count, no matter where he is in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care if he has a perfect game into the ninth inning. He's coming out. He has a perfect game into the ninth inning on 44 pitches. Oh, take him out. It's the ninth inning.
He's not allowed to pitch after the sixth. Or what are you doing?
Or he's not allowed to pitch after 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
that'll be next.
The curfew.
Pitching, you know what?
Curfew.
Game started at 6:40. It's past 8. We got to get him out of there.
He has to get his rest.
Wow.
Okay, moving on to the AccuWeather forecast. Partly sunny and comfortable, and a high of 73 today. Clear tonight and 50. Sunny and beautiful tomorrow. 71. You betcha. Then on Wednesday, I had a Sarah Palin moment there. Wednesday, delightful with sunshine and a few clouds and a high of 77. Partial sunshine on Thursday and 83. Sunny to partly cloudy Friday and 84. I think Mr. DeLeo may embrace this forecast.
Oh yeah, well, of course. You know, we have a week off. I'd love to be out at the ballpark with this kind of weather.
You could be like Sleepy Joe and go out to Canoe Creek State Park, drag your lawn chair out there, and just plop down in the sun.
Yeah, and look for Easter eggs.
It's 48 and sunny. 6:55 WRTA mornings.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Test drive a Kubota today, only at McCoy's Lawn, Garden, and Construction, Route 36 in Roaring Spring, 814-224-5335.
Bring in your favorite shoes to the Goodfeet store, and we'll personally fit you to ensure your comfort.
Thanks to the Goodfeet store.
You know, paying 70, 80, 90 bucks a month to big wireless companies, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, for unlimited data, that is insanity, especially when Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my wireless company, they will give you unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99 a month. That's unlimited high-speed data at Pure Talk. Used to start at 55 bucks a month, but because Pure Talk, they're constantly pushing to give you more for less. Right now, unlimited high-speed data, $34.99 a month. Remember, they use the same cell towers as all these overpriced big carriers. You get the exact same service. Now, their U.S. customer service team is standing by to help you make the switch. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. You dial #250 on your cell, you say the keyword save now, and claim unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99, #250, keyword save now, make the switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
My friend Joe walked into her kitchen last Tuesday, stared at the counter for 30 seconds, and walked back out. She'd forgotten why she came in. Sound familiar? It's not your age, it's your phone. I'm Kim Commando for NetSuite. AI is here and your competitors are already using it. If your revenue is over seven figures, get their free guide, Demystifying AI, at netsuite.com/Kim. Researchers call this cognitive offloading. Your brain noticed that it had backup storage and quietly stopped working as hard. New research shows that every 10 minutes with AI handling your thinking, your brain doesn't fully bounce back. Over time, slower, less creative, more dependent. It's the mental equivalent of always taking the elevator. Here's my take. We built the world's most powerful supercomputer and used it to stop thinking. Use voice memos the second a thought hits you. 3 seconds, you're done. And the next time you reach for ChatGPT to write a simple email, just write it yourself. And to really think, make sure that you get my free newsletter. Sign up right now at getkim.com.
Every business owner I talk to asks the same question. How do I make AI work for me? Not someday, today. Sitting on the sidelines is not an option. Your competitors aren't waiting. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one AI cloud ERP, trusted by over 43,000 businesses. It pulls your financials, inventory, commerce, HR, and CRM into one system. When everything lives in one place, your AI knows your business. It doesn't guess. It knows. You make decisions based on the data and AI, not on your gut. You get alerted to red flags before they turn into problems and make fast, confident decisions that move the needle. How do I know? I'm bringing NetSuite into my business right now. From software and IT services to healthcare, equipment manufacturing, financial services, and many other great American industries, NetSuite delivers a customized solution for your business. If your revenues are at least seven figures, get NetSuite's free business guide, Demystifying AI, right now. It's free to you at NetSuite.com/Kim. That's NetSuite.com/Kim. NetSuite.com/Kim.
It's month. Hey.
All right. That's hour number one. Hour number two is next for the new day, the new month, the new week.
More Majinski talk after the
Why
news.
Not?
It's Monday.
The voice of Blair County.
The opinions I trust.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona, a service of Lightner Communications.
Just sit back and relax. It'll all work out well. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is President Trump's message on Iran early this morning in a Truth Social post, writing Iran really wants to make a deal, and it will be a good one for the U.S., but with no agreement yet. The U.S. and Iran attacked each other again over the weekend.
CENTCOM says U.S. forces conducted strikes against multiple Iranian targets over the weekend. The strikes hit Iranian radar systems and command and control centers for drones in Gulruk, Iran, along the coast and on Keshem Island. CENTCOM described the action as defensive in nature to prevent Iran from attacking international shipping lanes and after Iran shot down a $4 million U.S. drone. The Iranians responded by targeting Kuwait with drones and missiles early this morning.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. One thing Iran wants to deal with the U.S. is for Israel to stop attacking Hezbollah militants in Lebanon.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to expand his country's grip on Lebanon after the IDF captured a historic and strategic castle in southern Lebanon. It marks Israel's deepest incursion into Lebanon in 26 years. The move comes as Israel and Hezbollah continue to trade strikes.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The suspected gunman in a Friday night attack on sheriff's deputies in Virginia has been arrested after a two-day manhunt. Michael Puckett found in North Carolina. He's facing a murder charge because one of those deputies died. The anti-ICE protests rage on outside an immigration detention facility in New Jersey. Despite a curfew put in place last night in Newark.
So that's just some of what we saw last night, and it's at least maybe two dozen arrests and counting. Authorities used tear gas to clear the crowd, while DHS tells Fox there's zero tolerance for rioters here. And they finally have that extra assistance. They kept calling for the Newark police, the state police. Well, now they finally have some backup.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. The protesters angry over allegations of inhumane conditions at the facility. America's listening to Fox News.
We're living through a monetary crime scene, and your IRA or 401k is a key victim. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. In 1971, gold was $35 an ounce. After the dollar was cut loose from it, inflation soared. And in just 9 years, gold hit $850. People who diversified into precious metals survived and thrived. Today, we're in a worse position because we face inflation and massive debt. Fortunately, gold is still an option. My trusted friends at Birch Gold Group can help you own gold inside your retirement account. Plus, you pay zero penalties on the transfer. Start now by getting a free info kit on gold. Text the word SHELTER to 989898. We're facing the same monetary chaos as the 70s with significantly more debt. Get your free info kit from Birch Gold. Just text SHELTER to the number 989898.
With no deal in place with Iran, oil prices are rising more than 3% this morning. But Kevin Hassett, the director of the National Economic Council, tells Fox News Sunday things are getting better.
We have ongoing negotiations. There are already a lot more ships getting through the straits than we're getting through before. And the boats go about 300 nautical miles per day. And so when you leave the straits, then you can get to Pakistan almost right away. You can get to India almost right away.
As it also says, once the conflict ends, prices will drop. Gas is down a penny this morning. It's fallen nearly a quarter since the spike up in the conflict peaked last month. AAA's national average for regular at $4.32 per gallon. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after the Dow and the Nasdaq closed at record highs Friday. The Atlantic hurricane season starts today. Fox Weather's Ian Oliver's in Miami.
Florida took one off last year. What a big deal that was coming off of 2024. Helene and Milton, back-to-back majors over on the Gulf side. 2025, actually the first season in a decade where we did not have a hurricane strike the American coastlines.
Government forecasters are predicting a below-average season, 8 to 14 named storms. The World Cup starts a week from Thursday with the opening matches in Mexico, and the American team played an exhibition to get ready.
The U.S. men's national team put two lopsided losses in March behind them on Sunday in Charlotte.
Ware continuing the run down the right side. Options in the middle. Balogun is one of them. It's Balogun!
Courtesy TNT Sports, substitute Fowler and Balogun notched the go-ahead goal in a 3-2 win over Senegal. Christian Pulisic had a goal and an assist in the first 20 minutes to set the tone. Up next, the stiffer challenge next Saturday against Germany in Chicago before the U.S. opens the World Cup in L.A. against Paraguay on June 12th. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
On the NASCAR track, Denny Hamlin drove away the winner in Nashville last night. He's second in the NASCAR Cup standings behind Tyler Reddick. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
A NASCAR win for Denny Hamlin Sunday night. Christopher Bell finished second. The race in Nashville ended at about 11:30 p.m. Central Time. Alex Palou took IndyCar's Detroit Grand Prix. Number 3 seed Iga Swiatek was upset at the French Open in the fourth round. U.S. men's soccer won its exhibition 3-2 over Senegal in Charlotte. One more tune-up before the World Cup. That'll be Saturday's USA versus Germany matchup in sold-out Chicago Soldier Field. Baseball, Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 5-1. In fact, Cards led 5-0 in the third inning. Washington over the Padres 4-2. Dodgers ripped Philadelphia 9-1. The Giants were 19-6 winners at Colorado. The Yankees scored 13 times in the top of the third and won 13-8 at the A's. Seattle won its sixth straight game, a 10-inning win against Arizona 3-2. And Jacob Mizorowski and the Brewers won 2-0 at the Houston Astros.
Around the world, breaking news happens every minute.
I find everything that you're saying so informative.
We'll update you on the biggest stories as they happen.
You better pay attention.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Game day in my house is everything. I get out of class, I grab my gear, and get to the game because I can't wait. And my dad, he does the same thing. He's an official here in Pennsylvania. He makes the tough calls, stays cool under pressure, and knows ball like nobody else. I want to be just like him. You can too. Sign up at highschoolofficials.com.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA is your home for Altoona Curve Baseball all summer long. Hi, this is John Moses, and I hope you'll join us throughout the season as my partner Preston Shoemaker and I tell the stories of the next wave of Pirates stars throughout the season. Can't make it to a game at People's Natural Gas Field? Then join us here on the Curve Radio Network, flown by Contour Airlines. On Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Securing America.
Vice President J.D. Vance delivered the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy Thursday. He praised the graduates on their accomplishments and told them to be proud.
But you should also be sobered by the extraordinary responsibility our nation now entrusts to you.
He also touched on the changing nature of warfare, driven largely by the growth of artificial intelligence.
Many of you will hold jobs that would have sounded like science fiction to graduates of this academy even 20 years ago. But the roles you're about to take are dead serious, and they are not science fiction. They are now reality.
Still, the VP warned,
use technology to make you better, but never submit to it.
He said the graduates are ready for their next step as active military leaders.
Your nation gives you incredible responsibility because we believe in you.
Kip Nuretsky, Fox News.
Military Matters.
These medics and patients are training for a mass casualty in combat. The U.S. Army's 1st Medical Brigade of the 3rd Armored Corps is doing this training exercise in Fort Hood's underground tunnels. Colonel Camille Stahlkoper says these tunnels are a way to hide in plain sight, like they would on the battlefield.
Putting triage, emergency room, operating room, vet, optometry clinics to get away from what we've been seeing in Ukraine is the drone threat.
Medics practice everything from evacuating the wounded to performing life-saving care underground. For some soldiers like William Rothwell, being a combat medic hits close to home.
My grandfather actually served in World War II as a combat medic.
Rothwell only knew his grandfather through stories told, and more than 80 years later, Rothwell is getting real-life training before he steps foot in a combat zone.
Just being able to adapt to your surroundings, being able to work with what you have, and make sure you can still accomplish the mission.
With Military Matters, Chelsea Torres, Fox News.
Hey, it's Joe Pags. Are you ready for the latest news of the day? We're talking about local, state, international. We're going to be all over. Plus, we're going to give you the proper spin, which means we're going to tell you the truth. Plus, we open the phone lines to hear from you as well. Doesn't matter what the topic is. We're going to be all over it. Plus, we're going to make you think, going to make you angry, going to make you smile, might make you laugh, might even get you to sing along. Don't miss even 1 second of the Joe Pags Show right here. Weeknight, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Voters are wary of artificial intelligence, especially when it comes to jobs and privacy. They think it does more harm than good by a 50-point margin on privacy and by 35 points on job creation. Our Fox News poll finds views are also negative on how AI will affect the broader economy and when it comes to people's daily lives. The one bright spot, global competition. More voters think AI gives the U.S. an edge over other countries by 6 points. And while 43% have a positive view of AI in general, a 54% majority views it negatively. Higher income households and Republicans have more positive views, while independents, Democrats, and women without a college degree are more skeptical of AI. By a narrow 5-point margin, voters think Democrats would do a better job handling artificial intelligence than Republicans. There's no harm in visiting our website, foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you're a freelancer, seasonal worker, or small business owner, your income is not as predictable as a salaried employee with regular paychecks. That uncertainty can make it difficult to plan for bills, saving goals, and everyday spending. But there are some steps that you can take for budgeting when your income changes monthly. Start by building a budget based on your lowest consistent monthly income, which will help protect you from overspending. You can do this by reviewing your income from your past 6 to 12 months. Identify the lowest earning months and use that as your default monthly budget. Next, you'll want to separate your essential expenses like rent, mortgage, utilities, and groceries from more flexible costs like dining out, shopping, and entertainment. Before anything else, you'll need to cover your essential expenses. And remember to try to set aside savings during high income months that you can draw from if and when your income dips. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is Barry Leonard, the Blair County Veterans Honor Guard. I'm a member of this organization that has provided over 2,000 veterans' funerals over the years. Our veterans are male and female and represent all branches of the U.S. military. We've been recognized by the Department of Defense and perform in conjunction with active duty members of the armed forces. We need new members to continue this important and solemn mission. All uniforms and training are provided at no cost to you.
If you're an honorably discharged veteran and would like to volunteer your time, call Mark Tessier at 814-309-4136.
Here's a reminder from the stations of Leitner Communications. Does your civic group, charity, fire hall, church, or other nonprofit organization have an event coming up that you'd like us to pass along to our listeners? Just go to our station website to the Events tab and click on the Submit an Event tab for your area. Please send it to us 2.5 weeks in advance and include your contact information in case we have a question. Leitner Communications is proud to serve our community.
Wherever you go, you can take us along. Listen to our live stream and never miss a thing. Listen at work. Listen in the bathroom. Listen during your uncle's funeral. But be respectful.
Shh.
And turn the volume down. Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream free on the Leitner Radio app.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be partly sunny and comfortable with a high of 73. Tonight, expect mainly clear skies with a low of 50. Tomorrow is forecasted to be mostly sunny and beautiful, reaching a high of 71. Wednesday will be delightful with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds and a high of 77. Thursday will feature partial sunshine with a high of 83. Finally, Friday will be sunny with a mix of clouds and a high of 84. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
On 98.5 FM, on your smart speaker, and on the Leitner Radio app.
I'm always connected to the breaking news when it happens.
You're tuned in to Central PA's biggest conversation.
It's where we all come to talk.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Sunny 51 in the news. Altoona police issue a warning to dog owners, another poisoning in the city. Roaring Spring man allegedly caught sexually assaulting a child. Two arrested for game break-ins, and we'll have more news coming up in the bottom of the hour. Sports: Pirates with a three-game sweep of Minnesota, plus the soap opera now of the year for the Pirates begins. The Curve, not a good week in Hartford, losing 4 of 6, and we'll have an interesting story about Carmen Majewski. All that coming up as we get underway. Hour number two.
Welcome to hour number two of America's favorite morning talk show. Well, maybe Altoona's favorite.
Are you serious?
Well, maybe the guy that lives in Juniata Gap's favorite morning talk show.
I listen to you just about every day, as much as it may pain me.
Here's WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
What's the worst day of the week that gets us all depressed? M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Here comes more aggravation and a brand new week of stress. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Forever will it make you want to cry,
cry, cry, sing.
Come along and sing this song, now get it off your chest. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S.
But does it really? Does it really?
Well, it depends on who you are. Like if you're Carmen Majewski right now, it may S-U-C-K-S.
Yeah, because when that plane takes off today for Houston, he won't be on it.
That's correct.
And he will now have to sit and twist in the wind for probably at least a week.
Yeah, and to that end, more texting. Dave, let us know there's no minimum or maximum amount of time a player can spend on the list. So keep that in mind. And then we talked a little bit about the pitch count. Mm-hmm. And he's indicating that this was brought about by the players' union and the teams to determine if limiting the number of pitches would lead to less arm injuries. Well, I think they have enough empirical data now where they can make a decision on that, being that this pitch count fascination has been around for how long? 15, 20 years?
Too long.
I mean, you can pretty much say, well, we got enough info here. And the other thing is, they talk about somebody like Paul Skenes. Okay, Skenes is going through a rough patch right now, okay? And it has nothing to do with how many pitches he's thrown or anything else. Pitchers go through rough patches.
No.
And that's what he's going through right now. His ERA is over 2.
Oh.
I'm sure he's totally infuriated. However, that's just the way things go. I mean, they're... Once again, why do people have to treat the game of baseball like it's a video game? It's always getting done that way. It's treated like a video game. They're people. They're human beings. They are not robots. They are not little characters on a screen. They're people. They have good days. They have bad days. They have bad stretches. They have really good stretches. So, You aren't going to be able to manage that out of them by pitch count for sure.
Once again, I'm going to take us all back to a very familiar reference point for this program and the Twilight Zone. Now, Rod Serling's show was pretty much to scare you or to give you a crazy twist at the end.
Yeah, give you something to think about.
And he did some humorous episodes as well. Well, one of those humorous episodes was set in the world of professional baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And had to deal with a pitcher named Casey, who showed up one day out of the blue, and he was given a tryout to pitch for the Hoboken Zephyrs, who were the professional team in New York at that time because they couldn't use any of the real team's names.
Mm-hmm.
So Casey pitched for the Hoboken Zephyrs. Now, this was a perennial Cleveland Indian team that was in last place every year, never won anything. And to their wonderment, he was a left-handed pitcher who could not be touched. And the reason why? He was a robot. Nobody knew it because he looked, acted, talked, walked like a human being. So where am I headed with this? Well, today's technology, it's coming. Robot players. Don't have to pay them.
And how, by the way, boring will it be to watch that go on? You think the crowds in Pittsburgh are small now?
There won't be a team in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
there won't be teams in half, three quarters of these franchise cities if they go that way. But the possibility is there with today's technology. Someone's working on it. I guarantee you, somewhere, some little remote cabin in the mountains where you can only see that plume of smoke coming out of the chimney and nothing else, some mad scientist is putting together a major league pitcher that can probably pitch with either arm and don't have to feed him, don't have to pay him. It's coming. Also, there was another episode about robot boxers.
Oh, yes.
I don't think that's coming either.
Yeah.
Don't have to pay them either. Just have to pay their handlers.
Mm-hmm.
For the rights to have that left-handed Paul Skeens on the mound who talks like this and throws the ball 300 miles per hour that can't be caught by any catcher, that can't be hit by any batter, that can't be seen by anyone except me. It's coming.
Boring.
We won't be here to see it, but I'm going to I'll leave those words for you to contemplate 20 years from now. I might still be here. I don't know. But you're going to see robot players.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I've said many times, football and basketball and baseball are being turned into live, before our eyes, video games. So if you have video games, why not have robots?
Let's have at it.
It's coming to a baseball field near you.
You know, the other thing, as much as I love the game, I would never leave my television on to watch robots play the game.
No. Who would?
For Pete's sake.
That you're right. There would be not only boring, but it would just be, you got to be kidding me. Who's going to go cheer for scrap metal?
Now, that being said, how many people get involved with these World Series of video games things that are going on?
Well,
it's a big deal.
There you go.
And it's like, you're going to sit there, and no insult meant to people that play poker, it doesn't translate very well to TV. I'm sorry. It's boring.
That... You want Salmonex? There you go. Now, God love him, Charlie Weston, our angel in heaven, our broadcast angel in heaven. He was on TV. He made the World Series of Poker on TV out in Las Vegas. He made it. He was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
He loved poker, but I never got a chance to ask him because that was one of the things that he loved the most. And when he talked about it, you could hear it in his voice. And he's told us how exciting it was. And I had to be like, Charlie, you're sitting there wearing sunglasses looking for other people's tells. How exciting can that be to the viewer? We don't know if the guy's rolling his eyeballs or breathing fire underneath his breath. What? But he loved it. And I never, ever questioned that love of the game of poker for Charlie. But you're right. Watching it on TV is like, we're actually watching people play poker.
Yeah. And that just doesn't translate at all.
It's not entertaining.
It's not. I'd rather watch guys toss beanbags into holes, otherwise known as cornholes.
I would watch Major League Fishing before I watched poker.
Yeah, there's
and I won't watch Major League Fishing.
There's some excitement to Major League Fishing.
Not quite. Well, if you can find it, have at it.
All right, we have one more thing, and we'll put Majinski and crew to bed. Ray texted in. I would have put Bubba Chandler. I would have put Bubba Chandler in the bullpen. That was what Ray had to say about the current events.
It had to be one of the three because, you know, Skeens and Keller weren't on that list. And Chandler's pitching well and lights out is Ashcraft. So it just came down to a logical choice.
Yeah. It is what it is, and Carmen said the wrong thing.
And that uniform now sits empty,
mm-hmm.
and there are guys craving to be. They would kill to be up in Pittsburgh. You want me to be middle relief? Where do I sign?
Bring,
all kind of guys.
Bring Wilbur Dotel back up.
Well, they might. Just depends.
Anyway, some more comments here before we put this completely to bed.
Sure. Keep saying it.
We had talked about the robot idea.
Yeah.
And someone said, maybe we'll see a real bench-clearing brawl, a real scrap. Speaking of metal.
No, you won't. You know why? Because baseball players and basketball players fight like schoolgirls.
A lot of slapping going on.
You won't, even with the robots. You won't see that. And again, you won't see a real major league fight. I don't want to see fights in baseball.
Oh.
All right.
Dwayne sends in, we're a little bit behind the eight ball here. The Jetsons already had robots playing baseball. They did.
Yes, they did, Dwayne. You're right.
As I recall. And Dave chimes in with, I thought Rock'em Sock'em robots came and went.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for that one. That's a good one. Because I had Rock'em Sock'em robots. I don't know about you, but I had them.
Here's another great one. When you go to the game, it says here, fans get a joystick so you can control the action during the game.
Control your own player. That could be dangerous.
Oh, could it ever?
That
especially
could be really dangerous.
Somebody that's not too adept with those kinds of controls. That could really go wrong in a big way. All right, I think we can put her to bed now.
Those are
all the texts that we have.
Again.
So we'll give you the details on Carmen Majinski and his missteps with the Buccos over the weekend. And, we'll give you the story and the information as we have it. There's a lot of, you know, people are not going to tell us everything that went on. Just know that things were said that shouldn't have been said. It's pretty much where it is at this point. So there you go. Everyone had a chance to voice their opinion at 814-946-0435. And they did using the texting aspect of that phone number.
And we thank you.
Yes. Oh, wait. Someone just chimed in. Well, we had a robot president, so.
Don't insult robots like that, please.
Oh, the auto pen. AccuWeather says, partly sunny and comfortable, high of 73 today, clear and 50 tonight, sunny, beautiful tomorrow, 71. delightful Wednesday. Sunshine and a few clouds and a high of 77. Another new meteorological term. Delightful. Thursday, partly sunny, 83. Sunny to partly cloudy. Friday, 84. Welcome summer there at the end of the week. 51 and sunny. By the way, next week, highs will be in the 60s and it'll rain every day. 51 and sunny. 728. Are we good? WRTA mornings.
Real good news from God's Word in the Bible for hope and inspiration from Isaiah chapter 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Do the cares of the world have you weak and weary? Are you depressed or beaten down? The everlasting God who created the world and created you loves you. Those who hope in the Lord, Jesus Christ, will renew their strength. This message brought to you by friends praying for you at the Sinking Valley Presbyterian Church.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters Let's Talk brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
WRTA Community Events.
The Blair County Historical Society's History Speaks series presents What's in a Name? Exploring the history behind Blair County names. Presented by Ken Stiver. It's Wednesday, June 17th, 7 p.m. at the Railroaders Memorial Museum in Altoona. Admission is free. Donations are welcomed.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Welcome to Best Way Pizza. Can I take your order, please?
We dare to be square.
Thank you. Please pull around.
Whether it's before the game or after the game, make a stop at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg. You'll get it fast and get it fresh. Ask for the 3-cut special, the 10-cut special, or any of your favorite subs or salads. If you're feeding a crowd, you'll need the 28-cut party pizza. Satisfy your hunger at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg.
Best Way Pizza.
Alex Presley spent all or parts of 8 seasons in the majors, 4 with the Pirates. He recalls being called up to the Pirates and his major league debut.
I remember it being the last day in Louisville in AAA in September. And I mean, I started in Altoona in 2010. I went up to AAA probably halfway through the year and then played really well in AAA. I had no expectations coming into that year of anything. I was coming off of back-to-back years in high A where I underperformed, I thought. And I felt like I was on the chopping block when I came to spring training that year and performed really well, then hit well in Altoona, then Indy hit well, and it was the last day in Louisville, and I got called in the office. I didn't really think anything of it. I guess I was kind of naive at that point. Frank Krimblis, our manager, kind of sat me down and was like, "Yeah, how would you like to get some bats in Pittsburgh?" And I was kind of like, "What? Like, what are you talking about?" Kind of taken aback. He's like, "Yeah," he's like, "you're getting called up." So like, I was in shock. Drove from Louisville to Pittsburgh with Jason Jaramillo, catcher. He rode with me. Both got called up. I think you could have talked to everyone in the Pirates front office and they would have said there's no way. They're playing the Atlanta Braves. I faced Scott Proctor. I remember I was my first at bat. I was super nervous, excitement, right? Just like anybody would. And I was like, I'm going to get a fastball and I'm going to swing at it first pitch. I remember getting that fastball. I was right on it, fouled it back. And all this adrenaline going in my body. So much adrenaline that I ended up striking out later in the at bat on like a ball in the dirt. And got another at bat. I had replaced Kutch in center in that game. We were getting beat pretty bad. They took him out. So that was an opportunity for me to come in and get my first at bat. And then unknowingly my second at bat was going to come and hit a hard one hop low liner, hit really hard to Freddie Freeman. He kind of dove and got it. And then Christian Martinez was the pitcher. Freddie Freeman tried to get up and beat me to the bag because Martinez wasn't there and he wasn't able to do it. So we kind of had one of those like step on the bag close at the same time scenarios and I was safe. It's a moment I'll never forget for sure.
That's your 2-minute timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
Scenic views overlooking Blair County from the WRTA studio. Only on WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump says he's in no rush to strike a peace deal with Iran. The ceasefire remains in place, but U.S. Central Command says it targeted military sites in Iran after an American drone was shot down over international waters. And now,
Kuwait says it's intercepting incoming drone and missile fire. That comes as Iran confirmed it carried out retaliatory strikes today. And Iran's Revolutionary Guard today says the source of that is what it calls U.S. attacks on a telecommunication tower.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan reporting. A massive two-day manhunt spanning state lines is over. The man accused of killing a sheriff's deputy in Virginia, now under arrest, police say Michael Puckett, was captured last night. Cops say he gunned down 31-year-old Logan Utt and injured his partner during a welfare check last week. America is listening to Fox News.
Sunny and 51, 734, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. City police are once again advising residents to be aware of their surroundings while another dog in the city was poisoned by antifreeze. You may recall police conducted an investigation earlier this year after two dogs were poisoned after they ingested bread soaked in antifreeze in the Fairview neighborhood. The latest incident occurred on 25th Avenue and 12th Street. Police are asking residents to make sure their surveillance cameras are active and to check them frequently for suspicious activity. 29-year-old Roaring Spring man is being held without bail in Blair County after a relative allegedly witnessed him sexually assaulting a 2-year-old boy. Joshua Ross faces multiple felony charges, including child rape and endangerment, after police say he admitted to the assault and claimed to be under the influence of drugs. Two individuals identified as Sidney Helen Predewill of Clearfield County and 24-year-old Seth Daniel Boulier of New York were arrested over the weekend following a high-speed motorcycle chase that ended in a crash at Clearfield Cemetery. Police linked the pair to a string of local business break-ins, including multiple skill games machine thefts and earlier thefts at Tractor Supply in Rural King in Clearfield County. Both are in the Clearfield County Prison on $125,000 bail. State Representative Scott Conklin of Center County and Dallas Kephart of Cambria County are spearheading efforts to dictate how the approximately 5,700 acres of prime land surrounding the now-shuttered SCI Rockview facility near State College will be developed. Reportedly, their legislative push focuses on fairness, transparency, and community-driven development. But in the meantime, some local organizations and conservation groups are simultaneously advocating to protect Rockview's farmland and groundwater while developing parts of it for public recreation. Additionally, Penn State has expressed interest in helping determine how the property can best serve Center County. Some Pennsylvania residents are in Harrisburg this morning as they prepare to share their cost of living concerns with state officials. Coalition of community and labor organizations have traveled to join others at State Capitol Building ahead of a meeting with over a dozen state lawmakers. Protesters are advocating for policies to lower utility and health care costs and pushing legislators to tax billionaires and close corporate tax loopholes in order to fund public services for working families. Demonstration is scheduled outside the Capitol Building, 9 a.m. American Red Cross, the organization recognizing CPR and AED Awareness Week beginning today. The annual occasion is meant to draw attention to the importance of learning about and using the life-saving technique and medical device. The Red Cross reports over 350,000 cardiac arrests happen outside of hospitals every year in the United States, and only 40% of those patients receive CPR before emergency medical teams arrive. The nonprofit is encouraging everyone to take CPR and AED certification courses. Redcross.org is where you can find the nearest classes. Pennsylvania is among the top five states in the nation when it comes to dog attacks on postal carriers. Results of the new survey released by the Postal Service showed 267 such incidents reported last year in PA, the fifth most in the Americas. California was the state with the highest number of dog bite incidents on mail carriers, 673. And Joe Negri, the celebrated jazz guitarist and beloved handyman Negri from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, died at the age of 99 from natural causes just weeks before his 100th birthday. A cornerstone of the Pittsburgh jazz and television community, Negri was a world-class musician and a longtime educator at Duquesne University. Negri joined WTAE-TV in 1968 after working on KDKA's John Reed King show. During his 20-year career at TAE as music director, he contributed to The Hank Stoll Show featuring Nick 666 Perry. He also worked on children's programs Ricky and Copper and, of course, Paul Shannon's Adventure Time. Joe Negri, a legend. 7:38, here is Dave in the sports.
Well, you know, Derek Shelton still can't win in the Berg and that. Pirates completed a three-game sweep of Shelton's Minnesota Twins yesterday with a 9-3 win. Ryan O'Hearn and Nick Gonzalez homered for the Bucks to support the strong pitching effort. I mean strong pitching effort of Braxton Ashcraft. He threw six innings, giving up two runs, struck out 11 Twins batters. The Bucks are now on a three-game winning streak, and they're off today before beginning a week-long road trip tomorrow night in Houston. And now, elsewhere, pitcher Carmen Majinski has put himself into baseball limbo. After he was told he was moving to the bullpen on Friday, a move precipitated by the return of Jared Jones to the starting rotation, Majinski expressed his displeasure about the move with the media. Then told the Pirates yesterday, "Well, I'm just not ready to pitch." After that, General Manager Ben Cherington announced Majinski was placed on the restricted list. This means he's not headed to the minors. He'll not be in uniform for the Pirates. He won't get paid. There's a whole bunch of bad things. It is the baseball equivalent of being a healthy scratch, but worse. To take his roster spot, the Bucks called up relief pitcher Cam Sanders from Indianapolis. All right, enough of that. Curve dropped the final game of their series in Hartford yesterday to the Yard Goats. Let's find out what happened.
With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses. Christian Curtis tossed 3 2/3 scoreless innings and struck out 4. However, Altoona was shut out 9-0 on Sunday afternoon to wrap up their series at Hartford. The Curve dropped the series 4-2 to the Yard Goats. Altoona continues their longest road trip of the season, 12 games set at New Hampshire next week. Well, it's only 6 games at New Hampshire, 12 games overall on the road trip. Lefty Connor Whitgriff takes the ball for Altoona. It's a 6:03 first pitch on Tuesday night. With the Altoona Curve Report, this is John Moses.
Thank you, John. 2-4 record against the Yard Goats. League is off today. They'll start playing again tomorrow. Don't fret. A player eligibility infraction has put Northern Bedford into the PIAA state baseball playoffs. A report in the Altoona Mirror indicates that the district's 5 committee met last night to discuss the matter of a Southern Fulton player being ruled ineligible to play in the District 5 playoffs. The Mirror report suggested that the player in question may have played for James Buchanan High School back in 2022. The player was, however, listed as a junior transfer from a school in Maryland. With the ruling, Northern Bedford gets to play against Homer Center today in round 1 of the single-A playoffs, and they get to play at
McConnellsburg.
That's kind of halfway, isn't it? All right, other state baseball playoff games today. In 5A, South Fayette at Hollidaysburg, Montour at Dubois. In 4A, Elizabeth Forward at Bellefonte, Somerset at Indianapolis, Phillipsburg at Elwood City, Abenworth at Tyrone, South Park at Bedford. In AA, Sagertown at Mount Union, Fort Cherry at Everett. And in single A, Greensburg Central Catholic will take on Claysburg at Claysburg. State softball playoffs today. In 4A, Bellefonte takes on Elizabeth Forward, Bedford at Susquehanna, Elwood City at Westmont Hilltop. In AA, Chartiers Houston at Bellwood, at Mount Aloysius, also Cranberry at Everett. In single A, Myersdale at Claysburg, Purchase Line at Union Area, and Juniata Valley at Du Bois Central Catholic. All winners will advance to round two later this week. 52 and sunny, 742 WRTA mornings.
Founded in 1990 by Ron and Kathy Beatty, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning offers Central Pennsylvania residential and commercial clients the very best in carpet and upholstery cleaning. With 40 years plus experience in the cleaning industry, Ron maintains certifications as a master cleaner and restoration technician. Staffed by mature family men with honor and trust, Ron Beatty is on every job as well to ensure the best possible service. With all new state-of-the-art equipment, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning uses cleaning agents and processes that create a healthier environment for your home. In addition, Ron Beatty extracts all of the dirty water directly to his truck. Absolutely nothing is disposed of down your pipes or drains. Other services include ceramic tile and ceiling, water extraction and structural drying, mattress cleaning and thermal imaging inspections. If quality workmanship, trustworthiness, and exceptional customer experience is important to you, call Ron Beatty at 941-1000 to schedule your appointment today. Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, 941-1000.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Berkshire Hathaway is buying Scottsdale, Arizona-based home builder Taylor Morrison for $6.8 billion in cash. It's the first acquisition for Berkshire since Greg Abel took over as chief executive. Warren Buffett remains with the investment firm as chairman, and Berkshire already owns another home builder, Clayton Homes. Crude oil futures moved higher this morning following new strikes in the Iran conflict, even though both countries continue negotiations. NVIDIA has unveiled a new superchip, which it calls the most efficient PC chip ever built. It'll be working with Dell Technologies, Microsoft, and Lenovo. The chips will be designed for running artificial intelligence in laptops. And Uber is planning to test robo-taxis in Munich. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be partly sunny and comfortable with a high of 73. Tonight, expect mainly clear skies with a low of 50. Tomorrow is forecasted to be mostly sunny and beautiful, reaching a high of 71. Wednesday will be delightful with a mix of sunshine and a few clouds and a high of 77. Thursday will feature partial sunshine with a high of 83. Finally, Friday will be sunny with a mix of clouds and a high of 84. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Did you ladies like disco?
We love disco.
That makes three of us. We won't talk about the pin in the balloon.
Yeah, that's a part of our musical history that deserves to stay.
Well, he's outvoted
back
today.
In the 70s.
He's outvoted. 746, we're not going to do the hustle, but we are going to do something that we normally don't do.
What are they, dancing on the match game set?
No, that's the Red Skelton Show.
Oh, okay. Well, they may have shared a set then with the match game because that was CBS also.
Yo, everything was back then. But we're going to talk about Christmas.
Yes, we are.
Now, if this were July, it would be perfect. But this is why we stand out with these shows. We do it differently. We're going to talk about Christmas in June. Welcome, Jen Carr. Welcome to the mic, Jen.
Thanks for having us.
Pat Somer, I got your name out after four times.
Yes, that's okay.
It was loud in here. So, Pat, they're both at the mic, and we're going to talk something that I think is very cool. You each have one here as props, so people can't see them, but the Christmas Shoebox Project is very, very cool. So you take it from here.
Yes, we're so very excited about this.
Operation Christmas Child is part of Samaritan's Purse, where these shoe boxes are packed and delivered to children around the world. These children have rarely ever received a gift, if ever, and the shoe boxes are packed full of great items for them, mm-hmm. school supplies, hygiene items, and fun toys. But not only that, the children get to hear about Jesus as these shoe boxes are presented to them, and that's very exciting for us.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Samaritan's Purse is my favorite charity because, and this program is outstanding. I have never seen, I don't think in America's history, as good as the Red Cross is, they cannot compare to Samaritan's Purse. It's almost, sometimes I wonder if Franklin Graham actually has a direct connection to God and dispatches the trucks immediately. I have never seen something show up at a disaster area so quickly.
And there's a great reason for that, and you hit on it, that direct connection to God. Samaritan's Purse is able to mobilize people on a moment's notice. Even
amazing.
Our church, Grace Bible Church,
okay.
which is where I attend, sends missions groups down all the time to areas that are in need of help.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, the one most recently that impressed me was that horrible rising of the river in Texas. And it was like, oh. that happened in the mm-hmm. evening of the night before, and Samaritan's Purse trucks were there in the morning supplying people what they
yes.
needed.
Yeah, with Samaritan's Purse and their relationships that they've built with churches through mm-hmm. Operation Christmas Child, they're able to mobilize that quickly. And they're able to actually use churches that are participating in drop-off locations as kind of home bases for when they have to do that kind of disaster relief.
And they're all over the country, so they're able to meet those needs quickly.
Domestically and internationally.
Yeah, and... of course, the Samaritan's Purse shoebox, is that primarily an overseas thing, or are there, okay. I didn't know if there were American children that might get a shoebox as well.
Well, generally, it's easier to reach American children mm-hmm. In other ways. These shoeboxes go to areas that have never been reached. So they travel by donkeys and wagons and kayaks and mm-hmm. All kinds of means that we would not need to use here in the United States. So that's why those shoeboxes are predominantly around the world in other areas.
Yeah.
So how can our listeners help?
Yeah, so we are actually hosting a workshop on Saturday where we're going to be talking about what a fun and full and personalized shoebox looks like. So if you were interested in that, that's at Grace Bible Church on Saturday, June 6th at 9 a.m. People can also visit samaritanspurse.org/OCC. For Operation Christmas Child, and they can learn there how to pack a shoebox when the collections are. National Collection Week is the third week in November, but we're talking with people now because a lot of times, you know, you can get sales now on school supplies and mm-hmm. Stuffed animals, and you can be thinking about it now and praying over what you want to put in your box so you'll be ready for that third week in November.
Or you can play skee ball at the carnival and win a bear and then just, boom, air.
Yes. And we're trying to reach out to people who maybe have never packed a shoebox. And by attending this workshop on Saturday, there's no registration, no cost. Just show up at 9 o'clock this Saturday, June 6th, at Grace Bible Church in Hollidaysburg. But if you show up there, you're going to find out about what the shoebox is, where it goes, how to pack it, what items should go into it. So we're very excited about this.
And the more you get done now, maybe the less you have to do toward the holiday season, because we know how busy it gets. We know how we all become at that time of year. So if you get it done now, okay, you can feel good about it.
Yes. Well, okay. we're just very excited, and we're very grateful to be here today.
Okay, so that's Saturday, the time again?
9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Grace Bible Church on Laurel Lane in Hollidaysburg.
Okay.
There is a number. You can call 814-935-9933. Okay, and now our printer went a little haywire here. I'm going to say Penn Valley Area OCC.
That's correct.
At gmail.com.
Correct.
Is the email address, either the number or the email address. Or just make it easy on yourself. Go to the church Saturday morning and get it all firsthand.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have some fellowship with the folks at Grace Bible and, you know, learn how to be a part of Samaritan's Purse Christmas Child.
Yes. Never too early for Christmas.
All right. Ladies, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Continue the great work.
Yep, absolutely. And we'll get a lot of people there on Saturday. Okay. Weather's going to be good.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Thanks again. Time now to take our hat off to a hero, as we are going to salute Martinsburg Police Department patrol person Brittany Beal. Brittany, thank you for what you do. And our hats off to heroes on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA, brought to you by Broombaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Cogan Electrical Services, Neely's Train Shop, Polish Pottery and More, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions. Once again, tipping our cap today to Martinsburg Police Department Patrolman Brittany Beal. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Brittany. And a reminder that Kepner's Grandview Meats closed today. They'll be reopened tomorrow, 8:30 in the morning. And we'll have a brand new week of sandwiches and potlucks for you. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, Saturdays, 8 to 3. The number to call is 814-943-6328 if you would like to reserve any of their hot entrees. I went by, was it Thursday or Friday? The day they had the chorizo and rice special, I think it was Friday, I went down and got that, and I got some steak tips and garlic pasta. Got two meals, so that'll suffice for 4 days. That'll be good for that. And I got a bunch more of entries for the Grand Slam contest.
Excellent.
Which is great.
Excellent.
Got a nice big packet of them at home. We'll bring them in for next week.
I can tell you why that happens, because we have a nice big entry box this year with a colorful poster on it. And it's like,
yeah.
I think that gets everybody's attention when they're walking up to check out.
Just fill out the little paper coupons there, the entry forms. Make sure your name and phone number are legible. I got a couple of these that we're going to have a little trouble with if they're picked. So your name and numbers have to be legible. That's all we ask. You don't have to put your address if you don't want. You don't have to put your email, but if you want to fill those out, fine. But we really need to make sure your phone number and your names are legible for us, so when we call your name, we get it right. And if you're a winner, we need the right number, and we're going to give that to Mel to make that call once we announce it over the air, just to make sure. So once again, when you fill those out, neatness counts. Name and numbers in particular, but we'll pick them up, we'll put them in the barrel, and then next Monday, Mel will be here, and he'll pick the first three for the next homestand. All that under one roof from our friends at
Kepner's Grandview Meats. AccuWeather says partly sunny, comfy today, 73, clear and 50 tonight. Another beautiful day tomorrow, 71, 77 on Wednesday. Sunshine and a few clouds. Partial sunshine Thursday. Aw. 83 for a high. Yay. Mr. DeLeo is happy. He'll be even happier on Friday when the high will be 84. 55 and sunny, 756 WRTA mornings.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
The annual Arts Camp with Marie Cutshaw is June 6th through the 11th at Foot of Ten Elementary School. See the Hollidaysburg Arts Council Facebook page for details. You're invited to Blair Township's Community Block Party on June 18th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the corner of Justice and Capitol Streets in the Fort Fetter section of Hollidaysburg. The event will include local food vendors, live music from Altoona's own Jimmy Mowry, axe throwing from Slinger's Throw House, and there'll be activities for the kids courtesy of our local fire departments. For more information, email Cami, KAMI, at blairtownship-pa.org.
The next Holidaysburg Area Arts Council Free Music in the Burg at Canal Basin Park is Sunday, June 28th, 6 p.m. with the band Oz. The Holidaysburg Area Farmers Market will be starting soon. Keep listening for the details. This list of events is brought to you by Epic Pyrotechnics, JP Mortgage Lending, Keller Engineers, Holiday Pools and Spas, Five Star Power Sports, Everett Railroad, and Reeder Timber Services. There's always something happening in Holidaysburg.
And now, Babbel proudly presents The Cat Chat.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Yes, hi. I'm staying in room 22, and I was wondering if there was anyone I could chat with about my sheets. They seem to be making me just really itchy.
Pardon, vous avez dit, chat?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I just want to chat with maybe, like, the cleaning service, see which detergent they use. You know, just a chat.
Chat.
Please, I'm so itchy.
Un instant, s'il vous plaît. Matisse, j'ai un client qui demande un chat.
Oh, my goodness. I thank you. Just a chat, really, just a...
Voilà.
What?
Sir, you requested a cat to scratch you.
Traveling mistakes can really be absurd. Learn to speak like the locals with Babbel, and no one will mistake your chat for a cat.
Sir, please. Your cat.
Get up to 50% off on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to get up to 50% off. Babbel.com.
Okay. Well, tomorrow we're looking forward to. Well, okay. We're looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, because we're going to be at Tom and Joe's.
Yeah, baby.
And the music's really loud. No. There you go. great food tomorrow. Join us. It's always great to have breakfast at Tom and Joe's. And remember, breakfast is good any time of day.
And you can join us on the show. Just come sit down. We'll give you a chair and a mic.
Yep, we got them. And you can have them. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow at Tom and Joe's. See you then. See you, bye!
That's all what? What are folks?
He's crazy.